A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. How will he not also give everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen one? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Jesus Christ who died, rather was raised, and who is also at the right hand of God, and who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine? Or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day, and we are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. Now in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things nor future things, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Word of the Lord. Charges and countercharges are nothing new in our time. But Paul wrote to those who were charged by Romans as Christians, many of whom, including himself, would meet death. I think of our sisters in Iraq and among those who fled ISIS, staying among the people no matter the risk. I think of those who flee ISIS, climate change, refugees coming from Syria, Afghanistan, all over the earth. I've had friends die who'd rather than condemn sought to reconcile with their families and friends. Today's fundamental question is, do we believe that we are loved by God despite sufferings, despite pain, our inner demons and failings? Can you and I believe that God loves us in particular? Not just everyone else, but me and you. Can we believe in the ultimate mercy and forgiveness of God? Paul assures us nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Do we really believe it?